Hello, my people. This is Christopher from Neatline Antique Maps, and boy, are you guys in for a treat today. This is Sir Robert Dudley's chart of the Gulf of Mexico. Now, Robert Dudley is an extremely important cartographer in the 17th century, and his maps really stand aside from all other maps of this period, and I'll try to explain to you why. Now, Dudley was raised at court in England. He was the illegitimate son of an earl and would have known the great explorers at the Elizabethan court, people like Sir Francis Drake, Sir Walter Raleigh, Thomas Cavendish. And he sailed himself as a young man on the Caribbean, where he made a lot of personal observations and notes and accumulated maps and information about the region. And he would continue to do so throughout his entire life. Now, this chart is exceptional, both because it has so much land depicted on it, which is unusual for Dudley's maps, which are specifically nautical in outlook, but also because it is so accurate on one hand and so early on the other. So we've got lots and lots of different place names, and many of these place names are not recognizable today. We simply don't know where Dudley would have gotten these toponyms from, or how long or if these places actually existed. It's also one of the earliest and finest renditions of the Florida Peninsula, and generally adheres to the highest standard of map making. Now, what makes Dudley's maps interesting is that, unlike most map makers of the era, Dudley didn't draw directly on his predecessors. He was clearly well-informed. He had access to incredible archives, and people, for that matter, and was aware of the maps in existence. We can see references to Henry Briggs' 1625 world map present in Dudley's maps. But really, his way of conceiving and compiling maps was completely new. Now, this map was issued in 1645-46 in his masterwork, Del Arcone del Mare, The Secrets of the Sea, which was a six-volume tome on navigation, astronomy, cartography, and shipbuilding. And he produced this towards the end of his life, after he had spent a lifetime collecting and collating all of this information. So in sum, this is really one of the rarest and earliest charts of the Gulf of Mexico in existence. It is the first printed nautical map of the Gulf of Mexico in history that was issued in the first printed nautical atlas in history, which was also the first atlas that applied the Mercator projection on all of its maps. It is, in other words, a map of firsts and one of the most remarkable charts to have been produced in the 17th century.